Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat watch goes into effect Saturday afternoon. First for today, under lots of sunshine, we'll have highs in the upper 80s to near 90. Winds out of the south at 5 to 15. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies with lows dropping back to 70. Saturday, trending hotter with highs reaching 105. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 52.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Historical Society has announced that they will be accepting a grant to help return Native American remains to their appropriate tribes across the state. As KSN News reports, the Kansas Historical Society will use funds from the Native American Graves of Protection and Reparations Act, helping identify and return remains, which they say many organizations have had for decades.
When people excavate our people up, you know, it's like taking their spirit, you know, back. Putting it back on here where they don't belong. It seems like this younger generation, and they're wanting to, you know, give our items back, our sacred items.
That was Martha Only, a chief on KSN News. Kansas State archaeologist Nikki Klerman says it should be a priority for the society.
It is important to get people home to their communities. They shouldn't be waiting, you know, and unfortunately, it's taken a long time, but I can't change the past, but I'm hoping to kind of make the future a little better.
Mid-America Network News. When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A Kansas teacher is trying to fight back against felony charges as he's facing charges over potentially stealing COVID-19 money. As high school teacher Michael Kibbes, he met a friend by the name of Henry Best that told him to do it.
The first time I ever met him, he drove up with BMW, head to toe, just completely decked out in luxury brand clothing. And he had his dog with him, and even the dog had a Louis Vuitton collar on. And he already told me that he was a lawyer, that he graduated from Yale University. So he, you know, said, why don't you apply for unemployment benefits? You should be eligible for it. You're paying into those, you know, those taxes and stuff. And, you know, you should take advantage of that because that's your money.
That audio from Cake News. At America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with back to school for K-12 and for higher education across the state of Nebraska. Creighton University ended up holding a nursing program graduation and traditional pinning ceremony last week. As they say, they're trying to work to get the staffing up as the nursing shortage continues across the area.
Out of the 16 who graduated, more than half are staying in the central Nebraska area for employment. There have been jobs that have been accepted in Cozad, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, Lincoln. So we've had a really great, nice distribution of where the students have decided to work for their first job after graduating.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, where Grand Island says they are thankful for the 3+1 dual degree program, allowing students to spend 3 years at Concordia University, University of Nebraska-Lincoln, Wayne State College, Hastings College, or York University. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area students headed back to class this week as Marysville, Valley Heights, and Washington County held half-day classes Thursday with full days Friday. Full days were held yesterday at Axtell, Frankfort, Centralia, and Southern. Hanover and Lynn began school Wednesday. Diller-Odell went back last Thursday. Drivers urged to use caution, particularly during those time periods before and after school when students are commuting. Beatty Model Festival is this weekend. Fun begins Friday evening. Kids games and free hot dogs at 6. Co-ed softball and a cornhole tournament start at 7. The Glow Run at 9. The Truck Show has grown as a popular festival exhibit. They'll leave Fairview as a convoy into Beatty Saturday morning.
Some new things that we have, we're pretty excited about Manhatchet, which is axe throwing from Manhattan. They are going to come and they will have full-size lanes available to do some axe throwing. We also have a dunk tank that will be available. We're not sure who's going to be the lucky person or people, but we'll have that. And then something new that will also be coming on Saturday is, it's called Bow Blast. So it's inflatable obstacles, things to hide behind, like paintball shoot with a flat bow and arrow so that you can compete with your friends in a game. And then he will also have a shooting range set up as well for that.
Haley Nancy Elser is among festival organizers and talks about some other additions to the Beatty Model Festival this year.
We are excited for the truck show this year. We are having, in years past, we've done a convoy, and that will be returning this year. So anybody that wants to participate in that, they will be leaving the truck wash in Fairview at 9 o'clock, and then they'll make their way over to Beatty, get into Beatty probably around 10, then continue to the city park, and the trucks can park, and then they will begin the judging. So they'll have people's choice, best of show. There will also be raffle prizes, a beer garden, and then lunch will be provided by the ladies of St. Malachy's Church.
Milo and corn exhibits open at 9. Inflatables, putt-putt golf, axe throwing, horseshoes, and cornhole with kids' pedal pull start at 10. Yard games at noon. Antique tractor pull at 1, as well as a watermelon feed. Kids' beach party Saturday at 2. The Milo Festival parade at 4 will feature the Topeka Drum Line. Sons of Sterling, a red dirt and country rock band, perform live at 7 with fireworks at 10 p.m. Saturday. The Beatty Museum will be open Friday evening 6 until 8 and on Saturday from 1 to 3. The Sound of Freedom, which highlights human trafficking in Kansas and the Midwest, is an impactful film and a free showing. Will be hosted by Marysville Knights of Columbus this Sunday, August 20th at 2 p.m. at the Astro 3 Theater in Marysville. A two-year prison term for a Wymore woman on drug and paraphernalia charges was handed down against 44-year-old Brandy Bennett in Gage County District Court. She's currently on federal parole and was given credit for time served. Gage County authorities served a search warrant August 7th east of Blue Springs along East Olive Road between 59th and South 66th Roads. Items reported stolen in recent burglaries in Blue Springs and Wymore, as well as drugs and paraphernalia, were located inside a camper on the property. Charges including suspicion of stolen property, possession of controlled substance with intent to distribute, and related drug charges face 44-year-old Paul Pond and 39-year-old Amber Pond, who were both arrested. Paul A. Davis, age 60, formerly of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral Mass is planned August 25th at 10:30 with a rosary at 10 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Paul Poubert Davis. Anna L. Herz, age 96, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with the ward funeral home in charge for Anna Herz. Jean Roethlisberger, age 91, of Randolph, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Anders Feifley funeral home in charge for Jean Roethlisberger. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potato, Malibu blend, and mandarin oranges. On the Monday menu, tater tot casserole with a muffin, beets, and apricots. KNDY News time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As high pressure continues to shift on off to the east here for today, and a warm frontal boundary approaches from the west for this weekend, expecting some hotter conditions, with an excessive heat watch that starts up Saturday afternoon. High temperatures by this afternoon, sticking closer to the upper 80s to lower 90 degree range under lots of sunshine. And then for tonight, mostly clear skies with overnight lows only dropping back into the lower 70s. Setting up a very hot weekend, Saturday high temperatures approaching that 105 degree mark and still expecting highs to reach the lower 100s even into the day on Sunday. That heat wave and dry weather conditions continue right into the first part of next week as well. Monday expecting high temperatures in the lower 100s. The same goes for Tuesday and even into your Wednesday, possibly easing back to the upper 90s by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-August, 89. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 66, and the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:20. Sunrise in the morning at 6:43. Another pleasant start, 54 degrees and sunshine this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 18th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Stores in Beatrice have warehouses loaded to the hilt with over 300 appliances in stock. Washers and dryers starting at $4.99. Dishwashers starting at $3.99. French Door stainless steel refrigerators with ice maker at $8.99. And top mount refrigerators at only $3.99. Bring your truck and take your items home today or schedule delivery. Ashley Home Store in Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
The Dodgers refuse to lose. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Dodgers took a 10-game winning streak into last night's tilt with the Brewers. L.A.'s bats were quiet, so were Milwaukee's. 7.5 innings of scoreless baseball until Austin Barnes woke them up in the bottom of the eighth.
The 0-1, fly ball to deep left field. That one is on its way, and it is gone! A home run! Austin Barnes' first home run take a 1-0 lead.
The call on AM 570 LA Sports. Dodgers win their 11th in a row. One zip, the final. D-backs at the Padres, top four. Tommy Pham striking first for Arizona.
Pham with a ground out his first time up. He swings, drills one, deep left center field. He knows he got all of it, because he did, baby.
The call on KMVP, that two-run shot, his 12th of the year. The Diamondbacks take the first of a four-game set, 3-1. Continuing with baseball, Red Sox at the Nationals. Chris Sale failed to make it out of the fifth as Joey Meneses and the Nets piled on the runs.
Now the 0-2. Swing, a line drive left center field. This is headed toward the gap. It's down. It's going by Yoshida and all the way to the fence. This is going to clear the bases. Racing home, Downs and Thomas into second with another two-run double is Joey Meneses.
The call on WJFK, one of two doubles and a five RBI night for Meneses. 10-7 Nationals, the final. Preseason NFL, Eagles hosting the Browns. Down 8 in the fourth quarter, Eagles rookie Tanner McKee would lead a game-tying drive.
It is play action on the run. Complete. In for the touchdown goes Brady Russell. On the run, Tanner McKee, 23 yards, touchdown.
The call on WIP, the Eagles then completed the two-point conversion. The game ended in an 18-all tie. The Eagles also lost two players in the second half, carted off with neck injuries. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort is your summer spot with free fountain drink Fridays. Buy 8 or more gallons of fuel every Friday all summer long to claim your free 32-ounce fountain drink.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Friday, August the 18th. I'm Jeff Aiken. If it's Friday, it's time for the Techline Report.
To have you folks with me here on the Ponderosa, because my special guest is Dustin Miller, Kaufman Seed Company president. And Dustin, last week we talked about seed wheat. You told me that you're in pretty good shape as far as numbers are concerned, because a lot of your wheat seed is produced on irrigated ground. Price is going to be the same, folks. I got to reiterate, as last year. That's one of the few things that hasn't gone up.
Dustin, good job.
It'll be close to the same.
Close to the same. Okay. Well, tell me about what you sold this year. USDA tells us that there was a whole lot less soybeans sold and planted, and a whole lot more corn planted. Did you see that in your business?
For the most part, I'd say yes. The one part the USDA did not report on is forages.
Yes.
Now, we had a great season of forage products. Farmers are needing to replenish their supplies for cattle feed.
Right.
And that took some acres also.
Oh, that's great. What about Milo?
Milo, we saw an increase in Milo. I believe that is more conserving water. Guys who have run out of water on irrigated pivots, Milo does a great job there. Not as much need.
What do you think the future holds for us with the seed side of our business for fall planted crops?
For fall planted crops, hybrid wheat's going to be in there in the near future. There are some new and unique things coming out of the universities with some better quality proteins, better quality glutens. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, in fact, you mentioned that higher proteins are coming, but are we going to get paid for it?
So, quality protein, okay. That's what we're looking for. And yes, I do believe we'll be paid for it.
I thank you for being with us, too.
Friday, August the 18th, Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be selling over 300 head of choice reputation Angus, black, white, base, and a few red Angus fall calving cows and bred heifers, including two dispersals. These cattle will start selling at 11 a.m., and many are 2 to 5 years old. They're all bred to calving ease registered bulls. This will be an outstanding offering of fall calving cows. We'll also be selling several consignments to replacement heifers and feeder calves. For more information on these fall calving cow consignments to sell at the Manhattan Commission Company Friday, August the 18th at 11 a.m., please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029. Or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas State University's Department Head of Agronomy, Raj Khosla, has received financial support to research nitrogen use efficiency in wheat. K-State is in partnership with the Hebrew University of Jerusalem to complete this study and will begin work soon.
We decided last year that let's go ahead and put a proposal focused on wheat crop, enhancing nutrient use efficiency, particularly nitrogen, and that's how it came together. And we heard the good news a month back or so that we are funded.
He discusses how the partnership will work and how it will contribute to understanding more about nitrogen use efficiency in wheat.
The way this project works is that we set up an experiment here in the state of Kansas and almost an identical experiment in Israel with our collaborator. That way we're collecting data from two locations almost at the same time. Okay, wheat crop is prominent in Kansas. Wheat crop is prominent in Israel. And so our collaborator and their graduate students and students who are engaged in this project will be establishing this experiment, the treatments, will be investigating the hypothesis that we have put together in our proposal, and will conduct experimentation in those locations. It is possible that we may set up a couple of locations here in Kansas, and they may do a couple of locations there too, but whatever we do, we try to mimic each other so that they, we can further science together that's beneficial for them as well as for us.
COSLA explains how they plan to gain more information about the crop before beginning work.
So our program deploys a lot of sensors and sensing technology so that we can sense water or soil moisture and nitrates in soil, hopefully in near real time. Okay, and then we use that data to translate that data into information and finally into decisions so that we can make better management decisions for our crop. And that's precisely what we're thinking we will be doing with wheat. We have already, our group has already started studying wheat and crop response to nitrogen levels. Where are the opportunities for us to make a difference? And so we're moving into full speed thinking how we're going to implement this project.
That was the head of the Department of Agronomy at Kansas State University, Raj Khosla, with information about how he will use the grant and international relationship to further knowledge on how wheat uses nitrogen. This $310,000 grant was awarded from the Binational Agriculture Research and Development Foundation. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Have you ever been a tourist in your own town? It's all about seeing your hometown from a new perspective on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 18th, the 220th day of the year. Robert Redford is celebrating a birthday, and Ringo Starr's first performance as a Beatle was on this day in 1962. Have you ever been a tourist in your own town? Too many of us rarely explore attractions next door that others would travel miles to experience. Try this for your next vacation. Think about how you would show off your community to an out-of-town visitor and make those plans yourself. See a local sports team. Visit nearby landmarks, museums, or parks. If you live near the water, plan a day at the beach or visit local farmers markets, festivals, or concerts. You'll gain a whole new appreciation for your hometown when you see it through the eyes of a tourist. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 55 and sunshine. Well, these cooler mornings may come to a close as warmer days are ahead. Highs into the 90s today will hit century mark, likely this weekend on through midweek at least. Overnight lows will hold in the low to mid 70s.
It's
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals back in action again to wrap up the week, starting a new three-game series tonight on the road as they take on the Chicago Cubs. It's a three-game series going into the weekend before starting off Monday again against the Athletics. Kansas City wrapped up their four-game series against the Seattle Mariners, winning game number one in the series by a one-point victory, 7-6. Overall, however, Kansas City is widening their margin of sitting at the bottom of the AL Central with an overall record of 39-82. They're sitting 16-44 on the road. The Chicago Cubs are sitting in second place for the NL Central at 61-58 and 32-29 at home. It is a midday game today for a Friday with first pitch at 1:20, with the same first pitch time all 3 days for the three-game series against the Cubs, followed by late evening games starting on Monday when they head on the road to take on the Athletics. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
KNDY.
The Sons of Sterling bring their red dirt and rockin' country sound to the Beatty Milo Festival live this Saturday night at 7.
The Sons of Sterling, live Saturday night at 7 at the Beatty Milo Festival with free fireworks at 10.
Dude.
some nights I spent without you. I was wrong, I was wrong. The time has finally come to face the truth. There's only one thing left I can do. Gonna reach way down inside, find a brand.